Just like Lady Lillian, Radford drew his hand back as if the witch had stung him. Something wicked curled in his stomach as her words found their way through his body. He shook himself and gave a short laugh. The witch was good. Her theatrics rivaled the best actors he'd ever seen grace the stage.
"How droll," he said.
He laughed again, to cover up a sense of foreboding sneaking up inside him, warning him that the witch had hit the mark.
"You have earned your money."
Radford tossed her a few extra coins before jamming his hands into his pocket and returning to Lillian's side. He lavished his pretty lady with attention and listened with only half an ear while the gypsy witch promised Winter he would soon make his father proud and find love in a surprising quarter. Lady Iona's reading was just as benign and vague as Winter's. When the witch turned her watery gaze on May, Mr. Tumblestone renewed his protests against the sinful activity.
"You will not gain a cent from me, you old crone, so stuff your filthy hand back into your skirts."
A wry, otherworldly smile creased the old woman's features. May had the grace to give the poor soul a gracious nod before letting Tumblestone lead her away.
"Perhaps we could move farther away from the farm animals," Lillian suggested. "The smell is disgusting."
Before the group could agree on a new activity, the old witch hobbled up and wrapped her withered hand around May's arm. The woman's wild gaze was a frightening sight.
"It is dangerous to pretend to be something you are not," she hissed the words before anyone could come to May's rescue. "You would be wise to cease playing such games, dearie, especially with yourself."